This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The numbers of confirmed COVID-19 patients in Colorado hospitals climbed for the sixth straight week to nearly 400. The last time they were this high was February. Most of the 2021 Colorado school districts that asked for money on the ballot this year got it. But as CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains, there were some losses.
Many districts passed ballot measures for teachers' raises, building upgrades, and security improvements. The 27J district, northeast of Denver, passed a property tax increase on the eighth try. Superintendent Chris Fidler says it finally passed for many reasons, but one was that Commerce City had passed a tax cut to offset most of the school tax increase.
I've never seen that done. Just was shocked and grateful.
The biggest loss was in Douglas County, where voters rejected a measure to raise teacher salaries and a bond to build new schools in fast-growing areas. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Speaking of students, fewer international students are deciding to study in Colorado. Here's Jenny Brundine again.
The overall number of international students last year is down just over 2%. Nationally, however, the numbers rose by 4%. Mirka Martel of the Institute of International Education says nationally, international enrollment has largely recovered from a steep drop during the pandemic, and students are studying in person.
90% of all international students were on a U.S. campus.
About a quarter of students in Colorado are from India, which overtook China. About 17% are from China, followed by Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. International students spend more than $300 million annually in Colorado. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Find more on these stories and lots of other things at CPR.org.